Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, this is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Mr. Delaney, so what?
It's the Melchester Odyssey again. We're almost at the end of the book, The Best of Roy of the Rovers, 208 pages of scorching soccer action that we've been going through for fucking year and a half, probably. And then we're just going to continue on, I think, with the issues, which are in my private collection, in my archive, and I'll be scanning those and delivering them to Mr. Delaney by a courier. Yeah.
Motorbike courier, mate.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah, of course. So we can just continue on the story because, you know, it's Melchester, it never ends. We kind of got a bit distracted last time by this and that. We were just at the point where Kenny Logan was under a lot of pressure because his dad had turned up with Roy just after Roy had solved the attempted murder case. Arthur Logan is trying to be convinced by Roy that it's for the best that Kenny remains a footballer and doesn't become an estate agent somewhere in Scotland. Blackie Gray has just mistimed a header, which fell to Logan, who's not at his best anyway. It says, it was then the young Scot glanced up sharply and the description from the Lampards in the crowd comes, "Gaw, what's that supposed to be? A wild lofted pass aimed at no one in particular." And Logan's just whacked this mistimed header from Blackie on the volley, goalwards. And it then says, but, more from the Lampards. No, it's a shot at goal. Logan noticed that the Ford keeper was off his line. And indeed he is, because as we noted in the last episode, the keeper was right off his line. His back four were just hanging around like a little gang in the middle of the penalty area. Logan spotted that, hit it first time, and as it sails over the head of the Hunterford keeper, he goes, "Ack!
Ah!
Oh!" As you do. And it's there. It's in the back of the net. The crowd behind the goal shout, "And it's there! Yes! What a goal! He measured it perfectly from 40 yards. Fucking cunts. They don't deserve a fucking goal, these cunts. They deserve nothing.
Yeah.
There's a advertising hoarding behind the goal there. Arrow Petrol, I think it is. Yeah, it is Arrow Petrol. You see it further down. That sounds like a good petrol, that Sam. Arrow Petrol. Because Arrow goes fast, doesn't it?
Decent. So,
it'll make your car go fast like an arrow.
Yeah, perfect. And straight as well.
And straight, yeah.
No fucking around.
Not plan to go around any corners this weekend. Get some arrow in your tank.
Straight. A to fucking B, mate. No detours. No fucking thank you. I ain't got time.
No roundabouts. Just an arrow.
Left turn, right turn. Fuck all that. This is no nonsense driving. Arrow driving.
Good stuff. There it is. So it's in the back of the net. That puts Melchester 3-0 up, I believe.
When it comes to motoring, sorry, just briefly.
No, be as elaborate as you want. I haven't got much of this left to do. Go on.
I can't remember if I asked you this before, but over the summer I became really... I had to get some tyres for my car. And I realised that in my life as a motorist,
mm-hmm.
right, That's what I am, first and foremost. Well, I'm a motorist.
Father, second. A podcaster, third.
Man, fourth.
I'm a motorist, then a father, then a podcaster.
Then a human. I always have just sort of like, if someone asks you what do you want, like what sort of fucking petrol or what kind of tyre, it was tyres that got me going.
Yeah.
Because they go, what tyres do you want on your car? And yeah. I'm like, I ain't fucking no black ones, just put the fucking tyres on.
Yeah.
And round like ones, everyone's, there's so many, once you're involved in like with motoring people, they're all a bit fucking partridge, aren't they? Well, the car comes as, your car comes as standard. With the Michelin, which obviously, I mean, you could go for some Goodyears. That is going to come in cheap. And I'm like, what? Really? As if I'm supposed to know that fucking Michelin's better than Goodyear. I don't fucking know, right? Then you got Pirelli, which if you'd asked me, I probably would have thought, I would have, if you'd made me guess what's the premium brand, I would have probably said Pirelli because it's Italian and they got the sexy girls on the calendars.
They got the calendar, yeah. Is that still a thing, I wonder?
Don't know.
I'll try and find out while you're just chatting away.
I would have thought that Pirelli was the top, but apparently Michelin is fine, whatever. But then I got really into tyre research, and I realised all these years, there is, of course, a hierarchy like there is in all different products and brands, but I'd never paid attention to it. Do you, for instance, like if nowadays it's hardly, I don't know what it's like up north, but down here, it's really, you can't find petrol stations anywhere, right?
Yeah.
But really? in the old days, I remember there's not many petrol stations in London.
Where'd you get from them?
Out of town supermarkets.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm not actually joking. In London, there aren't many petrol stations.
I've noticed that when I've been in central London. I know there's one at Wall Street, but I can't think of very many more. There's another one.
No, you don't just see them.
There's not many.
You don't see them. You need to, and it's a bit of a. I'm lucky. I've got a Tesco Metro in my house that's got one. Right, but if not, it would be a drive to a different postcode to get petrol.
So you have to make sure you've got a quarter of a tank left before you go
exactly
and buy
right. Or I'd send the kids out with one of them plastic tanks and go up and get me half a pound of petrol and get me 20 Rothmans when you're up there and a Twix if there's any change. Right,
you have to go on the tube across London to get some petrol. In a car,
well, like in that song down in a tube station at midnight, right?
Oh yeah,
by the Jam.
Is that what that's about?
No, but it's about something similar. He's gone to get. I mean, that song was probably what 1979, something like that, was it?
Mm.
Right, I'm guessing, but it would have been late 70s, maybe early 80s. The cunt's gone to get a takeaway curry, but on the tube, right?
Mm.
What? I mean, imagine that. A kids of today cannot get their fucking nut around that. If they're like if you get young kids getting into the Jam, oh, there's this band called the Jam. They're pretty good, right? And they're like, I've got some money and a takeaway curry. I'm on the way home to the wife. Well, mate, it's going to be fucking cold if you're getting on and off a fucking tube to take it home. Tell me there must be a fucking takeaway closer to your home. There must be a takeaway in walking distance. No,
you can't heat it up when you get home. Fuck.
Oh, my wife showed me a clip of the awesome Nigella Lawson yesterday talking to microwaves.
I saw that, yeah.
Did you see it? The old microwave.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Fucking legend. Yeah. She is a legend. It's the way she says it with no apology whatsoever.
Mm.
Yeah, it's almost like she looks as if to say, yeah, that's right, cunts, you heard.
That's what I'm calling it.
That's what I fucking call it.
That's what we're calling it now.
I'm That's what
viral.
I call it.
Watch it.
If you don't like it, write a fucking letter and see where that gets you.
I've just looked up last year's Pirelli calendar.
Mm.
It's very different to how it used to be.
I had a book. I probably still got it. My dad, maybe in a bid to show me that now, son, I regard you as a mature, fully pubic male, and I am, and I would encourage you to look at naked women. Right, he bought me he bought me a really nice, like expensive, when I was probably about 18, 19, hardback, like coffee table book of the Pirelli calendar girls.
Nice, like one of those Taschen books.
Yeah, that's what it's like. I think I've still got it downstairs. It's not very erotic. It's not very erotic because it's a bit arty.
Well, this calendar
last year, grubby imagery.
Yeah, this one, the 2020 Paolo Roversi's 2020 Pirelli calendar, entitled Looking for Juliet, premiered in Verona at the Teatro Filarmonica, draws inspiration from Shakespeare's timeless drama. For this 47th edition of the Cal trademark, Roversi has tapped into the Juliet that exists in every woman. And in the first for the calendar, accompanying the photography with the film. In short, Sam, they've all got their fucking clothes on.
Yeah, sorry, no tits. Don't blame me. It's the fucking Me Too movement, innit?
And there's even going to be one for 2021 because of COVID. This must have been such a flop.
No, definitely no tits because COVID.
Yeah, COVID's taken away all the tits.
We couldn't get them all down the studio because of COVID. Much less cajole them into getting their norks out.
And the studio's cold itself. We didn't want them catching their death, if you know what I mean. So, no Pirelli 2021. So, where were we? Arrow Petrol. Oh, tyres. Yeah.
Tyres, yeah. So, I don't know. I thought for a while that it might be a good idea to do a tyre podcast. Because it's a whole world, right? It's one of those little worlds within the world that some people... ordinary motorists or even non-motorists, you're not thinking about it because tyres might only come up in your life once every few years. But fuck me, when you do scrape the surface, you realise this is a whole universe in itself. It's like the Star Wars universe or like the Marvel universe or Harry Potter.
It's a world of specialist knowledge and you've got no chance of infiltrating it.
Yeah, and there's tribes within it and all the rest of it. And I was thinking... maybe it could be like more like bantery. So not experts, like sort of a couple of normal lads like me and you chatting about tyres. And we might once in a while get a tyre expert on to do a Q&A. Do you know what I mean?
Well, my dad worked for the AA for 25, 30 years. And I still act on advice that he gave me when I had my first car when I was skint.
Do you know how to mechanic a car then?
Nah, don't fuck. I haven't got a clue. Would not know where to start.
So he didn't sit you down one day and went, son, this here is a spark plug. Yeah?
Aye.
And this here is a fucking brake pad. Now, lesson one, always know the difference between these two.
Don't fucking mix them up if you're trying to get under, if you're trying to tinker under the bonnet.
Do a bit of tinkering.
Don't mix them two cunts up. No, he gave me some advice when I got my first car when I was a young lad, and he just says, just get budget tyres. Ask for tyres. Yeah.
Really?
And I've still done that to this day. Put a couple of budget tyres on, mate.
Here's a question for you then. Would you ever, have you ever, bought part worn?
I don't know. Maybe his budget ones are part worn. I haven't got a clue.
Maybe, yeah. Because I first had to get tyres when I was younger, it was like probably my first car, and I could not fucking believe the price. Like, to pass an MOT, they said, you're going to have to get four new tyres. Your tyres are fucked, mate. Mm. And you're like, fuck. When you're that age, you cannot believe it, can you, when the bill comes in for the MOT, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck me. It's like a new car all over again.
Yeah.
Then I learned about part worn. You went, well, you could. And I'm like, I'm practically crying to the mechanic.
I can't afford full time. I didn't know you had to get new tyres. I thought they lasted forever.
Right.
Don't make me get new tyres.
It's not me, son. It's the DVLA.
Who are they? Who the fuck are they?
And in the end, he's taking pity on me. And he's going, all right, look, you could go part worn.
Yeah. What's part worn?
Well, it is as it says. There are tyres that have been part worn, but will still... They wouldn't be what you'd call actually safe, but they will be just enough to get you through the MOT. And they're a lot of... I like them ones. I don't drive very fast anyway. Plus, I always drive in straight lines. That's why I get Arrow Petrol.
Yeah,
part one.
I've always got budget ones. But now, unless it's the MOT and I'm just getting new tyres on as part of that, I go on Black Circle's website.
That's where I got mine from.
Yeah, and you get them delivered to your tyre fitter and then you just take your car in.
That's what I did because it was going through a service at the manufacturers. Now, they will always fuck you,
right?
That's your big mistake, going to your dealership.
I know, but yeah. I've got a fucking lease deal, and for them to take it back, they've got you by the balls, because if they take it back at the end of the lease, then they're going to fucking go, well, you haven't had this service by the manufacturer.
But you've put part ones on it, you cunt.
Yeah, you some shit like that. So you put it into them, and but the geezer did say, he goes, listen, you got to get new tyres. And I'm like, fuck that, I can't afford it. And he did, it was the same thing as when I was a kid. He went, look, go on something called Black Circles, take it down the road, get them to put the tyres on, then bring it back, it'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
Because he goes, we'll put on Audi own brand tyres, right? And I go, what the fuck's that? I've not even heard of that. He goes, it's just the same shit anyway. He goes, but we brand them up and mark them. He gave me one of those little pulled me aside. He goes, I didn't tell you this, right? But it's the same tyres marked up. Call this bloke, he'll sort you out.
Yeah. Good. I like people like that.
Yeah.
So,
I subsequently fell out with that man over something else, though.
Would you like to tell us about it, or?
At that point, he was in my good books. Well, I was going to the Isle of Wight for my annual trip, and I'd put the car in 10 days in advance, so I knew that there'd be no...
Oh, I remember this,
And then it got to the day before I was leaving, and he was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it back to you. And I went fucking berserk, called his boss, made threats, all the rest of it.
Didn't you end up kidnapping your own car?
He's still trying to get in with me now, right, because I gave him a bad review. You have to I lamparded him. No, but mate, he lied badly and practically ruined a family holiday. So I don't like stitching people up, but he lied to my face. He knew he was lying. He was just a bullshitter, right?
He made it about my family.
That was
no
it.
No one makes it about my family.
Jalapeño.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
You have messed with my kiddies, and that is a line that I do not allow to be crossed lightly.
And there is only one form of reparation. I'm going to leave you a bad review on Google. 2 stars.
It was a direct to the company review, because they text me and go, please leave comments whatever his fucking name was. And I went, yeah, I fucking will as well. But since then, he's been trying to worm his way back. But the other day, he like sent me a text going, I have a special treat for you. That could mean anything. Next time you're in the showroom.
What?
Please call me on this number when you have 5 minutes so I can tell you more. I was like, fuck that. I'm not fucking calling you. You call me, cunt. I mean, what do you think I am? 6 years old? I've got a treat. Call me up and I'll tell you what it is. Fuck off.
I've got a secret.
Yeah, fuck off. You fucking crossed me once. You crossed my family, right? Don't fucking send me cryptic text messages about treats you've got lined up. It's not going to work with old Delaney, mate. Not with Beeping Timmy, right? Beeping Timmy plays by his own fucking rules.
Stop trying to redefine what Beeping Timmy is.
Yeah, desperately. Trying to make out it's like a sort of quite a hard case nickname. Yeah. Oh, when you hear the name Beeping Timmy, it sends shivers down the spines of locals.
Beeping Timmy leaves scathing reviews.
I'll leave a scathing review for you. Yeah, where, mate? Good luck with that. I'm freelance, ain't I? Come on. I'll find somewhere. I'll start my own Reddit subreddit. All about you. Yeah, good luck with that, mate. You don't even know my name. I'll find it out. I'll describe you.
I'll ask around.
I've got a photographic memory. I'll draw a sketch of you when I get home. And I'll post it onto Reddit.
Then you'll see.
Beeping Timmy's voice word might not count for much on the streets around here, but it does on the internet. Just you wait and see.
Oh, fucking hell. Beeping Timmy, never going to leave us.
Draw a picture of someone who upset me in the street and then start a thread about it on Reddit. If you've seen this man, do not trust him.
Don't ask me why.
He's an untrustworthy and rude person.
Character. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just always ask for budget tyres. So, yeah, that's 20 minutes or so on Arrow Petrol. yeah.
Kenny After Logan. Brexit, we won't have any of them flash European tyres either. No, they're all European. Yeah. All the
Where's the petrol going to come from, Sam?
Exactly, because it's all from Belgium, isn't it, petrol?
Yeah.
That's where they dig it up. Fuck. Right, we won't be getting that. And the tyres, Pirelli are Italian. I don't know where Goodyear are from or
They sound
Michelin.
British, though, to be fair, but they're probably American.
Michelin sounds French, doesn't it?
Yeah, Michelin.
Michelin. Yeah. They're all fucking foreign. There'll be no tyres. We'll be back on wooden wheels like Roman times, mate.
We'll be on fucking square tyres like Mr. Silly in the Mr. Men books.
Yeah, we're all Mr. Silly now. That's what Boris Johnson's going to have to say in his keynote speech at the beginning of 2021. We are all Mr. Silly. I'd actually respect him if he did say that.
If there's one thing that unites Britain is that we are all in it together, and from now on we are all Mr. Silly.
We were once called the poor man of Europe. Now we are called the Mr. Silly of Europe. But I don't mind him. He was quite good. The best one was Mr. Strong, of course, although Mr. Tickle was a right laugh too.
And he was also the first one, which makes him the best.
And but I also, aesthetically speaking, am a big fan of Mr. Bump, the brown cunt, the blue cunt with the bandages all round his
nut. Yeah, he was good, yeah. Mr. Fussy as well, with the very hairy moustache.
What about Mr. Messy, who's just a load of squiggles?
Just some pink squiggles, yeah.
Then there was Mr. Nosey, with a big fucking nose, always poking his nose
also
in.
Also with a bandage on, because he stuck it through a fence. Through a hole in the fence to overlook.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Mm. I think Mr. Tickle's the classic, though, because you only ever cite Mr. Tickle if you as a reference, you know.
Yeah.
If you can't reach something, oh, not Mr. Tickle!
He's the nation's favourite, Mr.
He
Man.
Is. Yeah, but he's also a bit dubious, what with Me Too and everything now. I don't think
He doesn't stick it anywhere sexual.
He tickles the teacher.
Oh.
From around the corner. He reaches up in through the window and tickles the teacher.
I'm going to fucking tickle that teacher around the corner. She won't know what's hit her.
I'm still in bed.
You know what I'm thinking, mate? Mr. Men Deep Dive.
I'm thinking that as well, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot to fucking...
He's got one hand on the teacher's tit and another hand down his pants.
How you like that? And I've got an elaborate network of mirrors so I can look at her while I'm doing it without her knowing.
Mr. fucking Tickle.
We can deep dive all the Mr. Men. Not the little misses, they weren't as good.
Well, no, we're not going to deep dive the ones that Roger Hargreaves' son wrote because they were shit.
Roger Hargreaves I didn't even know that. No, we'll do the classics. The ones we've mentioned. Tickle. Strong.
Bump.
Nosy. Messy. Who have I missed out? Bump.
Fussy. Bump.
Yeah. The fucking classic. The hardcore.
Yeah.
Proper fucking Mr. Men. Proper old school.
Football podcast. 2021. The Mr. Men.
Andy is fucking firm in the 70s. The Mr. Men. Nutters. But proper too. They wouldn't carve up scarfers or families, nothing like that.
Yeah, we'll do them. Where are we? Kenny Logan's put it in the net. He's measured it perfectly from 40 yards. And it says Roy had to shout to make himself heard. He's next to Logan there. And he says, "What about that, Mr. Logan? Even though Kenny is playing badly, he reacted instinctively when he saw that opening. It was a goal of pure genius. The mark of a born opportunist."
Hey.
In other words, a natural estate agent, a born opportunist. Yeah. And Kenny Logan's dad goes, aye. And he just lost for words. Aye. Yeah. Which makes him perfect for the estate agency game. Your move, Mr. Ace. But no, that's not what happens. It says, inspired by his sensational goal, Kenny soon struck again, which is what can happen, isn't it, of course? And again, still into that goal with Arrow Petrol behind it. Also, Potter and Son.
What do they do?
I don't know what they do, but I don't think we've got time to...
And the other advertiser, really, slightly obscured, so we can't see the full title, says Socio something. So I don't know whether that was Social Security.
It might be a building society.
It was the early
80s.
Unemployed? Miserable? Why not sign on at Social Security?
I reckon it's a building society. But I can't see it anywhere else on the page. So maybe we'll never know. Blatty Great hits the ball across the face of the goal. It goes through Paco Diaz's legs. And Kenny puts it in. No mistake that time. Brilliant finishing. Hang on, cunt. No mistake that time. The fucking first one wasn't a mistake. He'd done the first one on purpose.
Fucking did
they
it on
purpose.
They
can't give anyone any fucking
bastard
credit, can they? Fucking twats.
It was never a fluke.
Yeah. Brilliant finishing from fucking 6 yards out. His dad ought to be proud of him. Yeah, well, that's right. At full time, and they're walking off, and the fans are shouting, "Kenny Logan, Kenny Logan."
Shit song.
Yeah, that might not be how they're singing it. I've just given that interpretation.
Kenny Logan is great. Is great.
And then Roy says it himself. We see him saying, "The Manchester fans are fussy, Mr. Logan." They're not fussy, they're cunts.
They're mainly they're just fussy like me, but that's because I'm the best.
They're fussy. When you hear cheers like that, you know they are saluting a master craftsman. That's because it's the kind of cheer they reserve for yours truly.
And if anything, I've got the ump about it, because it's usually me getting all the fucking cheers. So maybe I do want him to go back to fucking Jockland with you.
It's a decibel or two below what they give me, I'll say that. It's not the full racy they've given him, but they like him. That's what I'm saying. And as they're walking away there, Roy's looking pleased with himself. He said, "Your boy is a credit to the game that he loves." Logan is furious. Look at him. He's got his fucking shirt unbuttoned. He looks like he's ready for a fight.
He says, quite sexy.
All right, Reese, I have listened and I have watched, but my views about football haven't changed. Fucking hell. Moments later, Logan's there as Kenny comes down the tunnel. "Dad, I thought you were going straight home." How does Kenny know he was going straight up? How does Kenny know that his dad's been released from police custody?
Oh,
without
Dad,
knowing that Roy's there with him.
"Dad, were you found guilty of the attempted murder of my boss?"
"Have you come to say goodbye before you go to jail?"
Will they hang you, Dad? "Are you going today?"
I thought you were going straight home. And Logan says, "Not yet, laddie. Not until you and I have had a long, long chat about your future."
Controlling dad.
And that's the end of that episode. And then it says next week, Melchester's last match in the second division. Have they been promoted already? Because they were miles ahead, weren't they? Has promotion been confirmed? I can't remember. I mean, they're going to go up, obviously, because they were unbeaten in the first 24 games, none of which we saw. But how many marks out of 10 are you giving that story, given that it's took us three episodes to get through it?
10.
Okay.
I'll tell you something weird, right? You know, like, we've solved the murder now, right? And it was Elton Blake, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I read this, like, whatever, last year or whenever it was, read it back with Len. And I, all the way through this, we've been going, yeah, we know who it is, don't we? And I was thinking, yeah, it was fucking Artie... what's his name? The cousin?
Arnie Metcalf.
Arnie Metcalf, right? Oh. I was fucking 100% convinced it was Arnie Metcalf. And I've read this book twice before. This is the third time I've read this book.
Yeah.
Right? And...
it's not Arnie Metcalf.
I'm 45 years old. And...
well, that's just one time every 15 years.
And it was fucking Elton Blake in the last episode, the episode before. But I was thinking to myself until just now, oh, yeah, but it turns out not to be Elton Blake. There's a twist at the end. Mm. And it turns out to be Arnie Metcalf. And I've just, like, looked ahead. I'm thinking to myself while you're talking, yeah, when do we get to the bit where they find out it was actually Arnie Metcalf all along? Hang on a minute. They don't get to that bit. This is fucking stupid. So I must have imagined it. It really was Elton Blake, the actor.
Yeah, it was all the way. Unrealistic.
Unrealistic, really. We didn't reflect on that. But I don't believe that the actor would have tried to kill him.
Well, there you go. I don't know what to say to you. That's what's happened.
Listen, mate, you're not to blame. I'm just saying that at the beginning, when we covered this a couple of episodes ago, I don't think we stopped to reflect. It'd been such a long build-up. He would have been, like, we know, if you look at the four suspects, right, Metcalf, Blake, Logan, and Guthrie. Well, Guthrie, we know, is a violent and volatile man, right?
Yeah.
He flies off the handle, he makes violent threats all the time. He's violent.
Mm.
Logan, ditto, right? And we know Logan has a drink problem and huge amount of anger issues, and he once swung for race before, so we know that he's got it in him.
Yeah.
And Arnie Metcalf, well, he is a fucking reprobate. I'm not being funny, but he is a fucking... he's a criminal.
Yeah.
He's running...
that doesn't mean he's a killer.
No, but you've got to look at your motivations, right? He's a man who Race was going to potentially send to prison, right? Mm. Because Race had grasped him about his iffy land fucking deals that he was in.
He's an Australian, so he's got criminal DNA to begin with, so prison's always going to be, you know, on the agenda at some point for a man like that.
It's a natural environment to me, mate.
I don't even know if he is Australia, whether he just moved there. But I don't know. But it did cover Elton Blake. This was his last chance at success, wasn't it, apparently?
But enough for him to commit murder or try to commit murder on the country's most famous footballer.
We knew that Blake was a volatile character from when Roy was trying to teach him how to shoot.
Yeah.
Not shoot a gun, shoot a football.
Oh, yeah, they laughed at him and he went mad, didn't they?
Yeah. So he was very thin-skinned, as all thespians are.
Yeah, true.
But, that's how it turned out. I mean, you're complaining that Roy the Rovers isn't realistic here, Sam.
Mm.
Well, I don't know what to say to you. Quite a lot of it isn't.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
But there you go.
Getting a bit grumpy.
We'll leave it there. We'll move on to the next one.
Okay.
Next week... which
the penultimate chapter of the book.
Hopefully we'll find out what Kenny Logan's future is going to be. I know what Kenny Logan's future is.
But, so do I.
Yeah.
Not his short term, but his longer term future.
And rest. There it is. Thanks for listening very, very much, everybody. We'll be back with another one next week. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Tired
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.